visit Barracuda.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We want safety and we want protection. We don't want our liberties, and we expect government to take care of us from cradle to grave. I think it's a bad sign, and I think the most greatest symbolism of this is what we put up with at the airports. And I think I didn't realize how many people were about as sick and tired of it as I am, because the response has been rather amazing. But no, governments aren't supposed to be designed to give us perfect safety. They're supposed to do their best in protecting our liberties. And I'm very annoyed. The legislation I've introduced to try to change this is to remove the immunity from government agents from doing things that you and I aren't allowed to do. The average citizen, if they did in public what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Well, we're at it again, the TSA controversy, redouk, if you will. Is that what the French, en français, redou? Recapping the big travel weekend, some parts of it pretty instructive, pretty strong. And then there are other parts of it that didn't seem to work the way at least some had thought. Despite all the controversy, the boycott didn't really cause any delays. Monumental lines that many feared did not result at the airports. So National Opt-Out Day didn't do what the folks who were promoting it said it would do. That doesn't mean that we don't have a problem. Ron Paul, the congressman, was the voice you just heard there as we get started with this hour of our Talk Radio Countdown, a review of this big weekend travel-wise. He's been a very outspoken critic in regard to the TSA's new screening procedures, as are many others. And again, because the opt-out thing didn't work, that doesn't mean that people support what's going on. There are lots of questions to lots of problems, the gloves and whether or not people change them, the TSA person changed them after every exam. Is the answer yes or no? Are the gloves latex? Many people are allergic to latex, so you can imagine. All right, so there's that side of it. There's a new approach that has been suggested by those who, like Ron Paul, are just fed up with all of the inconvenience and the hardship and the odd sorts of things going on in the name of security and safety. And so the price tag of $16 billion that has been what you and I have paid the TSA employees and for the TSA organization and big government bureaucracy, that's the wrong approach. I'm going to tell you what some people think the right approach is as we go through the situation, first reviewed now here by Ryan Owens on ABC. Owens says that very few travelers bothered to get involved with the protest this past weekend.
At the nation's airports, travelers largely opted out of the much-hyped National Opt-Out Day.
Time-consuming pat-downs instead of passing through the body scan.
Subjecting their citizens to panty pat-downs.
Agents actually patted down a dog because it was wearing a sweater.
Flyers ignored weeks of calls from privacy activists to refuse those revealing body scans. Activists hoped National Opt-Out Day would cause long security lines, embarrass the TSA, and all but grind air travel to a halt. Instead, a very few protesters showed up at the country's largest airports. At DFW, a grand total of four. At LAX, a few more handed out "Don't touch my junk" stickers. At Washington's Reagan Airport, activists were actually met by angry flyers, determined not to be slowed down.
Yeah, they should opt out because of the standards. No?
So what was supposed to be a national day of protest turned into little more than a sideshow. There was the college student in Salt Lake City who went through security in a Speedo.
Sir, what do you do?
This is a safety precaution, man.
Put
them
back on.
I'll put
them
back on.
Put your clothes back on.
The woman in L.A. who asked for a pat-down in her bikini.
If they want to try and see what I've got hidden in my bikini, they're welcome to.
It is the touching, the pat-down, that has drawn the ire of so many Americans. A recent ABC News Washington Post poll found that nearly two-thirds of people support the body scanners, but half say those pat-downs just go too far. TSA insists it is all necessary to keep explosives off planes. President Obama was forced to defend the procedures.
You have to constantly refine and measure whether what we're doing is the only way to assure the American people's safety.
His Secretary of State was asked if she'd go through them.
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
Apparently the answer, Madam Secretary, is just about anyone who had to. Of the estimated 2 million people flying somewhere for Thanksgiving, the TSA says only a handful opted out. And a few travelers even brought signs of support.
I've never felt violated. Whatever the person needs to do, she needs to do to protect the flying public.
I understand why people are upset, but I think there's a bigger issue, and it's hard to balance your civil liberties and our safety.
I'm fine with it. I'd rather be patted down on the ground than blown up in the air.
All right, so here's the situation in a nutshell. We have become sheep. We become lemmings. We become followers. When we think for ourselves, we get beaten down by the news media and the official Washington point of view on this, or the TSA point of view, or the whatever Homeland Security point of view. You must comply for your own safety. You must comply because otherwise the terrorists will blow up planes. You must comply, and then you fill in the blank. So do you feel like you have to? Does nobody have a brain? Does nobody have any other ideas? This is it, right? This is the only thing you can do to keep planes from being blown up. I'm not so sure that's true, and a lot of other people are beginning to think, and I think whether it's Ron Paul or somebody like that, I'm going to give you the approach that's been suggested. You tell me what you think in a moment. 800-510-8255 on the countdown.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150 milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Everyone knows you make better choices when you can try things out first. And choosing a university shouldn't be any different. At Kaplan University, we're introducing the Kaplan Commitment, a new way to experience classes with no tuition obligation. During our introductory period, you can decide if we're right for you. If not, you only pay the application fee. That's it. We want to help you make educated decisions about your education. Learn more at kaplan.edu/talent or call 866-721-5955.
800-510-8255 reaches us here on the countdown. You can use our text line as well, 646-926. Doug, monitored by Clay Cohart, who's in charge of the social media. I don't know what people have said as we've asked our questions online as well. The question here is what's the better thing to do. The travel weekend didn't produce a lot of delays. Airlines did operate in a functional way, some weather delays here and there, but for the most part, things seem to be, according to the news reports anyway, pretty much in order for the busiest travel days of the year. Whether yesterday and or today duplicate that remains to be seen. That isn't really, that's the short end of this. The long end of it is, how much of this stuff are we as Americans going to put up with in the name of safety and security? And are we just all becoming sheep? Follow the leader, bah, bah, bah. Here from Meet the Press over the weekend, Sunday morning chat shows are usually the source for lots of conversation as we review talk radio and talk television here on the Countdown. David Gregory speaking with Senators Dick Durbin and John Kyle about the TSA controversy.
We were coming off of this holiday weekend, and there was so much drama around the TSA screening procedures, the invasive pat-downs at the airport. Senator Durbin, is this debate over? I mean, does the administration need to come up with a better way to secure Americans at airports from potential plots involving airplanes?
Listen, we want to respect people's privacy, but the bottom line is when you get on an airplane with your family, you want to know this government has done everything in its power to keep us safe. Look at what happened. After all of this furor about the pat-down and the screening and so forth, a grand total of about 1% of passengers across America during this Thanksgiving holiday season basically objected to the process that they were being offered. 1%. And we were tied in knots over this. It is not an easy assignment to TSA to say, keep us safe, but don't go too far. I think they're trying to strike the right balance. Congress needs to continue to ask questions. But the bottom line is we want to be safe when we get on airplanes. We do not want an air disaster because we have gone too far in bending towards some public opinion.
But Senator Kyle, critics have pointed out two things. One, longer security lines are an area of vulnerability for passengers if a terrorist were to strike at the actual security line. And this is indelicate, but I mean, there are also ways to hide explosives on one's person that even these more invasive security procedures are not going to deal with. Is there a better way?
I think there are some other things that can be done in addition to what's being done now, and that is to focus more on the person than on the weapon. This is what other countries do. They profile, not on the basis, of course, of race or ethnicity or religion, but on the basis of who looks like they may need a second screening. There are questions asked in other countries that tip people off who are experienced questioners of people that need an additional screening. We need to share better intelligence. The Customs Department, for example, has much better intelligence than TSA, and they need to share that with them. There's an opportunity for pre-screening for a lot of people that don't need to be screened every time because they submit in advance to an eye scan or fingerprint, have their backgrounds checked, and so on. In other words, there are a lot of things that could be done to reduce the impact. There are about 60,000 people every day traveling that get this pat-down procedure. Dick mentioned Susan Collins. We were in the Netherlands right after the Christmas bomber from last year came over, and what they do there is use a scanner, which uses a mannequin, a woman and a man figure, not a stick figure, but like a mannequin, so that the image that comes up is not of your body or my body, but just of a mannequin, but it shows whatever we have on the body. It's just a matter of software, and TSA says they're looking at it. Now, I think there are a lot of other things we can do that might enable them to back off of patting down, you know, the old saying, little old ladies and kids.
800-510-8255, little old ladies and children. We've all heard those stories. We've seen some of the video of those stories. We've been outraged by those stories. What really is a lot of money to be made in fear. And that's really what the bottom line is. These people that built all of these things, we're thinking based on fear. That's the motivation. What happens if? Not what really is going on, which is the key to what some folks think is the best approach. We'll get to that in a few moments here. 21 after on the Countdown.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about the delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. I've told you for years that eFoods Direct has the best storable food on the planet. Now it's that time of year again, and their holiday special is here. They have two holiday price packs for you to put into your reserves for a secure future or to share with others. The first is a six-month bulk supply in 10 cans. And the second is a five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy tote bags. Now, for a limited time, when you order two or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Call now, 800-409-5633, or visit them at efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633, or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Did you move around through major airports, Chicago, Boston, New York, Washington, Miami, St. Louis, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Denver? Did you go through any of those airports over the weekend? Or did you go through some of the smaller ones? And did you have a story to tell? And if you do have a story to tell, share it with us. Why not? 800-510-8255. We are talking about the TSA and travel this weekend. That'll be one of the big things as we move through the week and find the 10 items that are the buzz on most of the News Talk radio stations that we monitor, News Talk television that we watch. From News Talk television, CBS and Jay Dow here talking about passengers changing their tune regarding airport security. After this story from the weekend, again, one wonders about coincidence. The teenager suspected of attempting to try to blow up a tree lighting ceremony couldn't have been less assuming, according to those who knew him. You heard the story, right? He was born in Somalia, 19 years old, Mohammed Osman Mohammed, absolutely committed to detonating a van full of explosives in downtown Portland this weekend, although he put up a good front in this town where he studied engineering, friends, fellow Muslims at the mosque where he worshipped, tell the various news sources that he was funny, a good conversationalist. He was known as Mo among his friends, and nobody ever knew how much he hated America. He was arrested, and so here's actually part of that story.
Airline passengers were still complaining about the new security protocols at airports.
I don't want them x-raying me. That's ridiculous.
But following news of the terror plot in Oregon, travelers like Rosemary Gallagher, waiting for a train in New York, says she's on board with full body pat-downs and extra security measures at transit hubs, like this show of force at Penn Station last week.
It's a shame that it is inconvenient, but I think that in the long run, all our safety is at risk.
Analysts say terrorists see attacks on U.S. holidays as greatly symbolic, such as the failed underwear bombing plot on a Delta flight last Christmas and Friday's plot to disrupt a Christmas tree lighting ceremony.
The sad reality is we need to maintain a level of vigilance all the time and increase and enhance our level of vigilance during holidays because they are more vulnerable times.
Homeland Security officials say they are responding to an expanded list of targets, not just travel hubs, but places where large crowds gather.
Our technology has evolved, the processes have evolved to better enable us to protect the traveling public.
Train passenger Zeke Hochberg says the federal government's new approach to security is comforting, but could become problematic as it spreads to other forms of travel.
One of the things I like about taking the train is you don't have to, you know, take off your shoes and take off your sweatshirt and, you know, get the scan. But it definitely is probably a good idea to make sure everything is safe.
Homeland Security officials say they're well aware terrorists will continue probing the system, trying to find security gaps, but they say it would not be feasible to bring full-body scanners and pat-down procedures currently in use at airports to trains or similar mass transit systems.
800-510-8255. So what's the answer? What's the story? We got the story. We know the story. We've heard the story over and over and over and over again. So what's the answer? Here is what I would like you to consider, and you can respond as you'd like at 800-510-8255. Someone called a radio program I was listening to over the weekend and talking about this being the wrong approach. The terrorists win every time. Here's the way we handle it. Get rid of the checkpoints altogether. Get rid of the TSA altogether. Get rid of this incursion into our freedom. Take a stand. When they blow up a plane, we blow up one of their cities. What about it? Is it worth the risk and all the money? They blow up a plane, we blow up a city. 800-510-8255. You want to really talk about this? Want to get tough? 28 after.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a rolling stone gather no moss? No moss. You're going to have to trust me on this one.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Fact. Wood-burning stoves, factory smokestacks, smog, and chemical fumes in the home are all sources of air contamination that can make you sick. Your exposure to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds every day may be the cause of fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. These are bad conditions for the very young, older, and the chemically sensitive. Protect yourself and clean your airspace with the HealthMate Plus from airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Get free answers on how to clean your airspace by calling airfiltersandpurifiers.com. 800-499-2418. Ask how the HealthMate Plus can trap 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus now with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. GCN listeners, get 5% off by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air. Give a gift of clean air this holiday season from airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Use as directed.
Nothing funny about the series. Nobody has strong feelings yet because the idea that I dropped on you is so new. It's people say, "Oh, that's what? What did he just say?" Okay, let me just drop this one on you again because this is a very important in terms of how we deal with this stuff. Nobody's come up with this, but it's time for us to be intelligent about this. And the way we're doing this is crazy. The money, the incursion, at what cost? You listen to some of these people that sound just like sheep. Oh, we have to do what the government tells us to do because they'll keep us safe. They're spending you into oblivion. And in the name of what? What's the right approach? 800-510-8255. Clay asked that question on our Twitter page and Facebook page, Richie as well. What about getting rid of the checkpoints, getting rid of the TSA, get rid of this incursion into our freedom, and take a stand? All those of you who are tough guys who think that we are, we got the military, we got the strongest nation in the world, and we need to get tough with these guys. Okay, so get tough. You want to really be tough? This is the approach to take. When they, if they are successful blowing up, and I think, by the way, if the law enforcement agencies are doing their job, regular job, then you'll find these guys. Has anybody been caught in the years since 9/11? Has anybody been caught? No. The answer is no. Nobody's been caught. Here in our country, they've caught them elsewhere. But we haven't found anybody, if memory serves me correctly, have we found one person going through a TSA checkpoint in the last 9 years? One. Have we averted a plane being blown up by one person? Now you can say, well, you want to be on the plane they blow up? No, I don't want to be. Of course I don't want to be on the plane. And neither do you. But if they were successful in blowing up a plane, then we go after their family, we go after their home, we go. Look at what Ronald Reagan, those of you who are so enamored with Ronald Reagan, and I find of recent presidencies probably my favorite. Remember Grenada? Remember that? Do you remember when Muammar Gaddafi was blew up? I don't know what he did. Somebody got blown up or something got blown up. And Reagan sent the Air Force into the main city and blew up the home where his family was and killed them all, I think. Killed all the kids, I think. So what's the – and everybody said, wow, that's great. That's tough. Okay. So then put your money where your mouth is and stop this wimping out and being pushed around. The terrorists win every time you get patted down. The terrorists win and you lose. That's it. And I want to know what planes have been saved from blowing up and where we have – I fail to remember – could be wrong, but I don't remember anybody being found by TSA procedures that was going to blow up a plane. Now, and even if we did find somebody, how much of this stuff are we going to keep putting up with? You got some balsam? Use it. 800-510-8255. Here from CNN, Sanjay Gupta, speaking with Patrick Smith from Salon.com, and also former FBI Assistant Director Thomas Fuentes is in on this, discussing a major loophole in this new system, and they'll explain it, and if you're a terrorist, you get maybe an idea or two by listening to this.
Why hasn't that loophole been closed? I mean, we're not trying to cast suspicion on those workers by any means. It just seems like a gaping hole in aviation security, especially given this conversation we've been having.
I don't know if it's so much a gaping hole as it's a glaring contradiction. TSA tells us over and over about the need to screen flight attendants and the need to screen pilots, but all of these other workers with regular access to aircraft are not regularly screened at all. And that's not to say that these workers are dangerous or necessarily a threat. I mean, these people are background checked and whatnot, but it does, like I just said, show this immense, just screaming contradiction. And it underscores a lot of TSA's other incoherence, you could call it. I mean, I can name just four things off the top of my head. I mean, you know, we're putting body scanners in domestic airports, but not overseas where a threat is likely to come from. We're still going through people's bags for sharp objects almost a decade after September 11th, when the whole 9/11 strategy is really off the table from a hijacker's point of view, where you can't bring a 10-ounce container through security, but you can bring 5 3-ounce containers. And then this is the latest example of it's somewhere between, you know, contradictory and incoherent. And, you know, lately all this controversy over the scanners has, I think, distracted us from asking these more important questions about TSA's approach to security overall.
Right. And so, Tom, as a former FBI official, how much does the fact that most of these airport employees aren't screened, how much does that concern you?
Well, I think it's a huge issue. I mean, you've seen in the movies where people working with the terrorists have hidden guns or explosive devices in the paper towel dispenser in the airplane bathroom. And after the plane's taken off, the bad guys get up and, you know, pull the weapons out, hijack the plane. So, you know, all the people that have access to it, the maintenance workers, the catering services, you know, what's in those rolling carts that have supposedly food trays in it where they could hide bad things for to be used later on the flight. And that's all true. I think that from my perspective, what's happened over the last, especially this last 3 weeks with new issues being raised, is that, you know, it's almost like we're trying to settle on public policy by soundbite. I think we need a pre-9/11 commission. Instead of waiting for after the event occurs to go find out who we can blame it on, why don't we get some adults in the room that have some expertise and talk about all of these different concerns, including the maintenance workers, including the catering services, and I think a comprehensive, real, true study with policy implications should be made.
Sounds like a pretty good idea, doesn't it, huh? Let's go back to the way it was before September 11th. What was going on? Do you even remember what flying was like before September 11th? What sort of precautions were taken? How the passengers were checked out before we had these billions and billions and billions of dollars spent on Homeland Security and the TSA? Billions. Tens of billions, in fact. And a whole new bureaucracy and all these new government employees that you're paying for. What's the story? What's our memory? Remember what it was like before the Patriot Act? The Patriot Act, yeah. That was a great name for an act that has been as unpatriotic as anything that has been put forth before us in history. If you're just joining us, we're talking about the TSA and the more important overall security focus in our country. How do we best deal? Is it with pat-downs? You've seen the video of the woman in a bikini that went through LAX. Pat me down. The fellow who got the spandex, we'll put those all up at DougStephan.com. Went through in his spandex, the TSA agent told him to put his clothes back on. Oh, okay, there's that and many other examples of this foolishness. This is, by the way, I have no problem. I don't hold the TSA workers at all accountable for this. They're just doing what they're told to do. Some of them better than others. You all know that there are some of these TSA people, these flatfoot cop wannabes that are in these jobs that ought not to be there. But even taking that in consideration, we're asking them, or I'm not, and you aren't probably either, but some government bureaucrats asking them to do something that a lot of people are going to take exception with. That, no matter what you listen to, these people say, oh, it wasn't a big problem. It is a big problem. It isn't a big problem in the sense that slows down air travel. It's a big problem because it represents something this country doesn't stand for, or at least used to not stand for. Now, apparently, we are cowards. We are only, well, we're going to react. We're going to be scared. We're going to be full of fear. You're going to vote for this guy because he says he's going to protect you, and he's full of baloney, and you see that every day. These people have no imagination. They have no curiosity. They have no balsam. They lack insight. I mean, there's just, we got FBI guys running the TSA. Why? This FBI, Mr. Pistoli, what is his thing? Other than, you know, with the FBI, you're always guilty until proven innocent. And you look at the beady eyes of these guys who've been carrying guns and badges all their lives, and they, of course, become a little bit twisted. And so this whole thing has become twisted. And so here we are. We debate it. We discuss it. We think about it. There are other things going on that are important. Congress back to work. Long to-do list, including Senate Bill 510, the tax cuts, all of that stuff. Are you even aware of what's going on with those bills? Most of you have an opinion. What's your opinion on this? We'll get to your opinions in just a few minutes here on the Countdown.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices. Guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Everyone knows you make better choices when you can try things out first. And choosing a university shouldn't be any different. At Kaplan University, we're introducing the Kaplan Commitment, a new way to experience classes with no tuition obligation. During our introductory period, you can decide if we're right for you. If not, you only pay the application fee. That's it. We want to help you make educated decisions about your education. Learn more at kaplan.edu/talent or call 866-721-5955.
What will you build? A wall? A roof? A room? Or will you build stronger families, healthier children, more successful students? Each year, thousands of volunteers, donors, and partner families build houses and so much more with Habitat for Humanity. They build better lives and hope for the future. So, What will you build? A porch? A kitchen? A bedroom? Or will you build a stable home? A renewed neighborhood? A better world? What will you build? Each day in nearly 90 countries, Habitat volunteers, donors, and families are building houses, hope, and brighter futures. So, what will you build? Find out at Habitat.org and help build it.
Shop Toys R Us for super deals on the biggest selection of toys and video games from the hottest brands like Barbie, Fisher-Price, Lego, Nintendo, and more. If you're expecting a baby, register with Babies R Us. We make it easy to plan for baby's arrival. Sign up in-store or online. Plus, make shopping even more rewarding. Join our free rewards program at Toys R Us and Babies R Us and get exclusive offers, discounts, and more. Toys R Us and Babies R Us, the hottest toys and everything for baby, all at low prices. Come shop and save today.
800-510-8255, full body scan technology. And where else that's being used? Well, I saw that they're using it in New York and also around airports, not only in the airport, but there are some new devices, these the same as the full body scanner that they're using in the airport, but they're using them in courthouses and at airport security checkpoints for the employees. They use backscatter X-ray vision to look at trucks that are going into the airports to see what's in them. I thought that was pretty interesting. Here is talk host Juan Conde speaking with aviation expert Jay Ratliff. The TSA protest is the focus and the reason that they fizzled.
So what was it about this this proposed protest that kind of fizzled out? This call for folks to opt out of the full body scan that shows your junk and instead ask for a pat down, which takes longer and slows down the line. Were people just reluctant to mess up the people behind them and in front of them?
I think that was the case because when people got to the airport on Wednesday, this was about 3 weeks ago when the call came out to opt out of the body screeners. And when people got to the airport and they were chosen to go through the full body imaging scan, most of them were just more interested in getting to their destination than trying to send a message to the TSA that they really maybe weren't happy with the way things were going. And I think that's great, especially given the idea that, you know, any slowdown would have done nothing more than affect the travelers behind them. So we found out that national opt-out day on Wednesday fortunately never got off the ground.
Yeah, it's too much to ask of someone. It's not like going to a Saturday rally where you get to, you know, wave a sign and maybe have a tough time parking. You know, you're kind of shooting yourself in the foot in this in that whole opt-out thing. Well, listen, is it wrong to question, and I did this yesterday, is it wrong to question, to say, hey, after 9/11, people were willing to do anything to be safe from terror in the air, and now nobody wants to get scanned, nobody wants to get a pat-down. Is there a disconnect there?
I think certainly very much the case, you know, because after the attacks of 9/11, you're right, we would do anything that was required. And then the shoes had to come off, and then we had the situation with the liquids, and then we had the full-body imaging scans. And the reason that all of that is progressing is because we are trying to stay as much as possible ahead of what could be the next attack. And, you know, prior to 9/11, none of the checked luggage was screened that was put on board a commercial aircraft. You would check in, that bag went from the counter straight to the aircraft. It wasn't examined, searched, x-rayed in any way. And after those attacks, 9/11, the checked luggage finally, thank God, was starting to be screened until every piece of checked luggage was screened, and then we identified cargo.
Yeah.
Something that had to be screened domestically. And as of August 1st of this year, that's been done. Well, the next hole in that security network is those magnetometers that we walk through simply do not detect any powders, liquids, or gels that we might have, taped or strapped to our body. And because of that, we've got to come up with some way to look for that. And that's one of the reasons that the full body imaging scanners are being employed in these additional pat-downs.
All right. So listen to the words could be, maybe, possible threats, potential threats. But what is what people are concerned about. And what is these things are an invasion into your privacy and don't really make a difference. We'll have your calls in a matter of moments, 51 past the hour.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away, but that when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness and the key to keeping your cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report of the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
15%.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Right approach, wrong approach. Let's get into it. 800-510-8255. By the way, the boycott didn't work. There were a lot of storms here and there that slowed holiday travel down. But the internet campaign that was aimed at getting you to opt out, a lot of people did, but it was handled well, frankly, by the TSA in most circumstances. One of the big stories this week is going to be that WikiLeaks document release. That ought to keep people rolling. But this is something that folks have had on their mind. It's kind of a wrap, if you will, to the issue for now. Ray calls listening to WENY in Elmira, New York. Ray, you're on the countdown. Hi.
Yes, I'll go you one better, Doug.
Okay.
The President of the United States issue a tersely worded statement. If another American citizen is put in harm's way anywhere, anytime, for any reason, in any place, a city in a terrorist-sponsored nation will die.
Mm-hmm.
And you will not know which one until it happens.
Huh. All right. There's an idea to think about. There's an issue. Well, this president isn't going to probably do that, and you wonder if it needs to come from somebody else, but it needs to come from somebody like that for sure. All right, good idea, Ray, for us to think about. Thanks. Dan is in Cross Plains, Texas. You're on the countdown. Dan, hello.
Hi there, Doug.
Hi.
Okay, this is going to sound a little bit radical, but with all the attacks we've had all over the country from the days of Reagan with Lebanon, clear up to the coal, clear up to the Twin Towers twice.
Mm-hmm.
I say we kick every damn Muslim in the country out. We're at war with this nation. They are a cult, not a religion. They're trying to take over the entire world. And then if we're attacked by anybody of their faith, whatever nation, that nation disappears. This started in Saudi Arabia, and it's spread all over the world, and it's time to kill the snake by cutting off its head.
All right, there's something to consider. Here's Chad in Seattle, Washington, listening to 1150 out there. Hello, Chad. You're on the countdown now.
I had a bit of a different comment, but I just wanted to say that, remember, most of these terrorists lately have been homegrown. They haven't been from other countries. They've been from this country. They've been, you know, naturalized citizens and stuff. They may be of a certain religion, but they are it's an inside job. They're homegrown terrorists. They aren't coming from other countries.
There are things like that to worry about.
No. Yeah. Mount Hood. Look at all of them. Mount Hood, the guy in the Oregon thing.
They could be everywhere. They could be your next door neighbor, for God's sakes.
Oh, yes, of course.
Everywhere.
So people talk about other countries and, oh, my, we should bomb that country. We should. They're coming from here now.
Yeah. And what about their families and the focus on who it is? I suggested we blow up a city.
That's just stupid. Let's start a third world war. Brilliant. Yeah, brilliant. Let's kill them all. Yeah, idiots like that.
All right, anyway, so you don't mind getting scanned. Did you travel this weekend with the 40 million others who did?
No, but I don't mind. I guess I'm a blind guy who really doesn't have much modesty. I don't mind getting scanned. I don't think it does any good. I don't think it'll prevent anything, but you can't go backwards. Yeah. That's why conservatism doesn't work. You can't go back before the New Deal. You can't go back and change things. Things only go forward. That's why what it was wrong today is right today and is a necessity tomorrow.
Yeah. All right. That's some food for thought. People have to have that bang around in their brain. Thanks for the call, sir. David in Lynchburg, Virginia, listening to WLNI. Hello.
Good morning, Doug.
Morning.
One thing the TSA has not done, and I haven't heard it yet, is use the verbiage clear and present danger, which actually would state that this is a necessity of what they're doing and how they need to do it. And that is something in the political realm that has not been stated, and that is actually there's words, so strengthen those words if they would use that, and that would give them some power to say, hey, this is what we're doing. Even though I'm not a fan of them patting me down or anything like that, and I didn't go traveling this holiday, but I think that profiling would be a better option for them.
All right. Thank you, sir. Clay, what are you finding as you monitor our social networking sites?
I got a few comments here, Doug. One from Carrie Mo'Brien, who says, got to the airport early expecting long security lines and found none. Now I'm the only tired one, and I'm the only one at the gate, and I'm tired. Natalie Light says, just watched some guy get arrested in Jacksonville Airport. Thank God for all the new technology and security people for keeping us safe. Al Rahalala says, okay, airport security, for every Middle Easterner you interrogate and hassle, there's a potential Timothy McVeigh you're letting slide past, you racists. And then Webb Adams says, longest security line I've ever seen at the airport if you're flying over the holidays, arrive 2 hours before your flight.
Yeah, I know a lot of people who waited a long time to get through and go through the system. Do we complain too much? Is a question from one of the people that sent me an email. Maybe that's food for thought as well. So this hour, the countdown is a wrap with a focus on the TSA and the traveling this Thanksgiving weekend. I'm Doug Steffen. Thank you for your input. You're on the countdown.